Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 20th. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers are considering a bill this week that would make it harder for parents to exempt their children from vaccine requirements. The issue is one of the most contentious this year at the state capitol.
A similar measure failed last session after parents testified against it at a 14-hour hearing. The bill sponsor even received death threats. Opponents say vaccines can harm children and parents should be able to opt out. Supporters say changes are needed because Colorado has one of the lowest kindergarten immunization rates in the country. The bill would require parents to take an online course or get a doctor's signature before exempting their child from the vaccines. Schools would also have to report what percent of students have been immunized. The governor supports the latest version of the bill. In June, he signed an executive order to study why immunization rates are so low. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Next, from the Colorado News Connection, community advocates say getting an accurate count of Colorado's more than 300,000 residents with limited English language skills in the upcoming 2020 census is critical.
Getting an accurate count in the upcoming 2020 census could be a big factor in determining whether federally funded agencies can provide the same services other Americans rely on to people with a limited ability to read, write, or speak English. Stella Yu founded the youth program Art Street and says it's important for all of Colorado's communities to show up in the once-a-decade count and notes the census form can be filled out in 13 different languages.
Historically, communities who speak only a little bit of English have not been accurately counted. Instructions are available in 59 different languages, including American Sign Language and Braille.
In 2015, more than 300,000 Colorado residents said they were less than fully fluent in English and spoke a different language at home. Federal agencies and private subcontractors are required to make services available to all U.S. residents, regardless of language proficiency. An accurate census count can help ensure that the right translators and support materials are available in hospitals, schools, and among fire departments and first responders when they're needed. Some community advocates worry that people who speak limited amounts of English may shy away from census participation out of fear still lingering in the wake of the Trump administration's quest to add a citizenship question. Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the question, but many are skeptical about giving the government personal information. Yu says all data in the census form is protected and records are confidential for 72 years under federal law.
Census workers take an oath for life to protect your information. By law, census data cannot be shared with immigration or any government agency.
Census data helps determine how states are represented in Congress and how billions of tax dollars are distributed for programs supporting agriculture, infrastructure, schools, public safety, and health initiatives. Guides in 59 languages, along with videos designed to help people complete the census form, are available online at census.gov. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Colorado has recently succeeded in eliminating at least one destructive non-native animal. For now, anyway. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
Colorado has become the first state in the U.S. to successfully eradicate feral hogs, according to the State Parks and Wildlife Department. These non-native animals have colonized at least 38 states and cause an estimated $1.5 billion in damage each year. Feral swine were first reported in the state in the 1970s, and more than 350 had been roaming southeast Colorado in Baca and Kiowa counties. Now they've all been eliminated. The animals don't seem to have become established on the western slope, although a small group of four feral hogs was discovered roaming near Hotchkiss last year. They were all killed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It was thought that they escaped from a game farm near Colbran. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Joe Lewandowski told KVNF more about the feral hog problem.
There was a pretty significant problem down in the southeast corner of the state near Oklahoma and Texas and Kansas, where those states have feral swine problems. Along with the Department of Agriculture, our agency really went after them, and we basically exterminated these pigs. Although, you know, we have to keep a close eye out. They're a very significant problem elsewhere and not that far from Colorado. So while we think we've gotten rid of them for now, it might not be the last time we see them.
So what kind of damage do those feral pigs cause?
A lot of what they do is they dig up farm fields, pastures, backyards, eating on roots and insects. They can kind of take over an ecosystem. They reproduce prolifically, and within three generations, they go from basically being, you know, maybe a domestic pig that escaped from a yard to a feral hog. They are dangerous to people, and they will kill animals, too. These things are very tough to find. They're very smart. They're tough to hunt. We don't want them getting a foothold anywhere in Colorado.
And that was Joe Lewandowski with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. If you do happen to see any pigs roaming around where they don't belong, be sure to contact Colorado Parks and Wildlife or the local extension office. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
From the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Utah legislators are considering creating a new state park honoring dinosaurs in the Moab area. A bill seeks to appropriate $10 million for the creation of the Utah Raptors State Park, north of Arches National Park. KZMU's Molly Marcello has more.
Utah Raptors State Park would include the famous Dalton Wells Dinosaur Quarry, located on the southern end of what's known as the Dinosaur Diamond Scenic Byway, a 500-mile-long loop passing through various paleontological sites in Utah and Colorado. Dr. James Kirkland is the state paleontologist for Utah.
And I think they actually have more dinosaur species in Dalton Wells than occur at Dinosaur National Monument. Pretty exciting. They're all locals. You have Moabosaurus and Utah Raptor, Gastonia. All these things are only in the Moab area.
Moab's elected officials have raised concerns in recent years about protecting these natural resources at Dalton Wells. As local visitation numbers grow, more people are drawn to unregulated, dispersed camping in the area. Reports of trash and litter, as well as human waste, are on the rise. The $10 million appropriation would fund more comprehensive management of the area. In his experience, Kirkland says efforts toward resource protection and interpretive services also help reduce vandalism at paleo sites.
You know, it's much less likely that someone's going to go in there and try to steal something where any moment someone could be coming to see the site and realizing, you know, maybe they're not supposed to be hacking these dinosaur tracks out of the ground.
If the Utah Raptor State Park bill passes during the legislative session, it would create the state's 45th park. Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.